Monomoy Girl in front. Monomoy Girl wins the distaff by two lengths on the line for Florent Giroux.
Florent Giroux.
Florent Giroux.
Florent Giroux.
Florent Giroux.
This is In the Room with Sean Clancy.
Hi, I'm Sean Clancy, and I'm in the room with jockey Florent Giroux. The 34-year-old French-born jockey began his career in 2007 and has gradually become a mainstay, a go-to Saturday jockey, winning 1,720 races for $110 million and riding the likes of champion Gunrunner and Monomoy Girl. Flo, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sean.
You're spending the winter at Oaklawn Park, a little bit different for you. How different is it to change places like that? I mean, is there an adjustment when you go to a new track, or what's that like?
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit of an adjustment, but I've been there quite a few times, you know, over the years, you know, shipping for stakes and stuff, so I'm kind of familiar with the track. And some of the trainers are also going back to Kentucky, so it's not really like some people I'm dealing with, you know, pretty much year-round now with those people.
And you're tied at the top with 15 wins, so it's obviously gone well so far.
Yes, you know, so far very good, you know, got off to a good start, and we got great support, you know, from the horsemen and trainers, and they give us definitely terrific horses to ride and right off the bat, and all credit to them.
How do you fit in Arkansas, French jockey in Arkansas? Does that work out all right?
Yeah, I blend pretty much anywhere I go, pretty easy going, and get along pretty well with anyone. So I like the place, and it's definitely something different here, but the fans, you know, are very very welcome, and they really love the sport of horse racing, and I just wish, you know, there was a little more, you know, town and racetrack like Oakland Park, you know, in America for sure.
And the big mare, she comes back on Sunday, Monomoy Girl. First, how excited were you to hear she was coming back for her six-year-old season?
I was very excited, you know, actually. I would have completely, you know, understand, you know, if they just decide to retire her, you know, and having her as a brood mare. But I think it's great for the sport of horse racing, you know, having horses like her, you know, champion who just keep on going and keep on racing. The longer they stay in training, the longer, the more fan, you know, you attract, you know, to the horse. And I think she has many fans, you know, not only here, but all over the world. And they are just waiting for her to come back and race again.
When did you know she was that good? I mean, I know you got on her early in her career, but was it something that you instantly think, wow, she's different than most? I mean, when do you get that first sensation that a horse is that good?
No, actually, that was my second time. The second time I rode her. I breezed her a few times in the mornings, and right after the Rags to Riches, when she won that stakes at Churchill as a three-year-old very easily, I thought we had something special because the time was pretty fast and she did very, very easily. And from that day, I'm like, oh, we may have like a very nice three-year-old, you know, for next year, like a ox caliber, you know.
And what's the conversation with your agent, Doug Brader? I mean, do you come to him and say, man, don't, whatever you do, don't take off this filly? Or do you have those kind of discussions early? What's that like?
No, I mean, we ride pretty much, you know, most of the horses for Brad Cox, so we kind of like let Brad, you know, decide, you know, sometime where he thinks, you know, what's best for us, you know. We work as a team, you know, which I think it's very important. And decision like that, you know, most of the time Brad, you know, make the decision. But no, when you have a horse like this, of course, after the first time I rode her, we pretty much knew, you know, everyone. You can find anything faster, so you don't even try to look around and try to find another one.
Is she easy to ride? I mean, I know you've won a lot of races on her. Is she easy? I mean, is there anything tricky to her?
Yeah, no, she looks good on the afternoon, but she's not really like that. You know, she's very quirky. She runs with her head, you know, pretty high, and she kind of like she looks around a lot. You know, looks like she can see pretty much like an ant, you know, on the track. I mean, every little detail she can see, she just, you know, can get her attention very easily. And she you definitely need to time it right with her because she has the tendency of a bit like slowing down, you know, down the lane.
And is that something you've had to kind of adjust to and learn her idiosyncrasy?
Yeah, exactly. The only time I got beat on her, it's when, you know, I went a little bit too much. You know, I went, like, not super aggressive, but, you know, I started, you know, whipping her, you know, with the riding crop, and she she just showed me she didn't like it, you know. But at the time, I didn't know, you know, I was in a hitting battle, and I was trying to win the race, and quite lost the race because of that. So
right.
From that day on, I kind of learned a lot, you know, from her, and now I'm trying to, like, adjust to when to hear and at the right time, but usually she doesn't bash me 2-3 times down the lane, and most of the time zero. So
how much has she changed? I mean, you've ridden her basically her whole career. Has she changed much?
Yeah, I think physically she's definitely, you know, you can tell now she's a mare, you know, she's not a filly anymore. She's, you know, a little more stockier, you know, a little more muscle. She grown, but she's always been a very intelligent horse, you know, to around the barn and training. She knows when to turn on and when to turn off. And most of the time she turns off, and on race day she just turns on, and she just, you know, explodes, you know.
Yeah, that's the different class, right? I mean, when you get the horse from the really good ones.
Yes, exactly. Very intelligent and very composed, you know, I would say that's our main asset, you know.
What about Gunrunner? Was he similar? He's same type of horse, or he easy to ride? What was he like?
Yeah, he was. I would say he was a little bit easier to ride, you know, because he was very generous horse. He give you everything he has, you know, even beyond that. So with him, I feel like, you know, he was trying like 110%. But he was also very. He was a colt, so he was a little bit. You handle those colts a little bit different than fillies. Fillies, you need to be a little more gentle, you know, and try to get along with them. And sometimes colts, you know, you need to show them, you know, kind of like who's in charge, you know. And but he was pretty cool to be around. He was a nice horse, but you need to watch him, you know, because sometimes, you know, he was a colt, and sometimes he could be a little bit steady at time.
How would those two get along, Gunrunner and Monomoy Girl, if they met in a bar? Would they hit it off, or would they clash? What would they be like?
Yeah, no, I think that we, you know, for sure, no. Actually, I don't know if they really cross, you know, in bloodline and stuff, but it would be pretty cool to have a baby, you know, from Gunrunner and her. Would be some kind of amazing, you know, at least for me.
Yeah, for sure. You gotta get the call on that one for sure. your dad was a jockey, but when did you want? I mean, growing up in France, did you always want to be a jockey? What was that like for a kid? I mean, always gonna grow up and be a jockey?
No, I think it really turned on when I was like, you know, about teenager. When I was like maybe like 12, you know, like 11, 12, I started really thinking more about it. But before that, you know, I was used to go to the racetrack sometime and the barns and stuff, but I was not really into it like crazy. I was wanted to play sport, you know, and play with my friends and stuff. And not really into it until, you know, I was like, I would say 11 or 12 years old.
And then quickly, you set your mind to it then?
Yeah. Actually, my father was a jockey and a trainer, so always been around, you know, pretty much all my life. But it's when, right before I the jockey school, and I start being there and I start really, like, you know, doing the work, is when I got really connected with the horses and also the job, you know, the racing industry, and just clicked on and say, you know, I just never left and really like and enjoy my job, and I think that's the most important.
And coming to America, was that a decision? Did you come here just on a visit to kind of check it out, or were you?
Yeah, exactly. I first came, I was, I just wanted to check it out, you know, like you've seen things on TV, like, you know, Breeders' Cup races and stuff. So I'm like, one day I would like to come visit, you know, and learn, you know, new things, you know, about riding and stuff, you know, riding differently and kind of like, you know, about the American style. And I came here and I just really liked it, and I thought there was more opportunity here, you know, with the country being way bigger and more racetrack and different stuff, you know, running at the same time than it was in France. So after a few months, I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to give it a try. But when I first came, it was not my intention to be, all right, I'm going to be there and stay there, because I went back to France and took me about almost like a year to get my my paperwork ready, you know, visa and stuff like that.
And is it everything you expected? I mean, what's it been like? Has it been tougher or different or everything you hoped for?
No, I think it's been exactly how I expected. You know, it was not easy at first, but I think here in this country, when you work hard, you know, good things can happen to you. And I just keep on working hard, and things happen to fall in place, you know, and also a little bit of luck, you know. I think it's like everything in life.
Yeah, a little bit of both, I guess. It's you got to get lucky, but you also got to work hard. I mean, that's kind of the lesson for a younger rider coming along. That's the advice you'd give: work hard and hope you get lucky, I guess.
Exactly. I think you need to be. Anything is very important to surround you by good people too. You know, if you're surrounded, you know, with very good people, you know, always, you know, point you the right direction and give you a good state of mind. Instead of like negative people who, you know, doesn't want to work very hard, then it's not going to be good. But if you surround yourself, you know, with good people and you put your mind into it, I think good things are going to happen.
And your style of riding, did you try to emulate American jockeys, or did you kind of take some of your French style and kind of meld it to American style, or what was that like?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think you can watch guys, but I think it's very hard to say, oh, I'm going to be like this guy or this guy, because we're all different, you know. So, no, I think just riding, you know, different jockey in general, but I think in France, you know, since, you know, Cash Asmussen, you know, arrived, you know, in the late, you know, 80s, everybody kind of adapt to his style, so we kind of ride, you know, the American way over there. I mean, it's more turf racing and stuff like that, but it's not as, it's not like we ride like more like in England or Ireland, where they're very distinct, you know, riding style. I think France, Spain, Italy, they kind of ride a little more the American way, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. When you watch Frankie Dettori and Cash Asmussen, yeah, it's almost a blend between the two. I mean, you kind of take the best of both worlds, probably, and create your own style. Growing up, who were your heroes? Your idols growing up? Who were the guys? Was it Dettori or Asmussen?
I mean, when I first came, you know, I was watching, of course, you know, Asmussen. But when I started riding, actually, he just retired. So it was hard to follow someone, you know, who does not ride. But in France, it's always has been Christophe Soumillon. He's extremely talented jockey, Olivier Peslier. Then later on came, you know, of course, you know, Frankie Dettori, you know, in the international stage. And he's always been my favorite. I think he's, my opinion, the best jockey I ever seen ride and the best jockey I ever rode, you know.
Who's the toughest guy to ride against?
Well, actually, he passed away, but I really do think one of the strongest finishers I ever rode was definitely Gary Gomez.
Yeah,
super. I mean, like down the end with him, you're like, you better get tied on, because he's extremely strong. But no, I think there's tons of great jockey even still riding now. You know, I think a guy like, you know, Johnny Velasquez, you know, or, you know, Irad or Jose and Javier Castellano and Julian and a bunch of like the top jockeys. When you have the best horse, you know, it's hard to go by. You know, I think it's horse racing first. You know, I don't think. It's a jockey racing.
No question. Well, you're right up there with those guys. When you became an American citizen in 2018, I know you took the oral test the day before riding Gunrunner in the Pegasus. What was more nerve-wracking, the test or the race?
Actually, I don't know. The test, I kind of knew I was going to. I studied pretty good for it, so I think it's just basically just, you know, a question they're asking you and stuff like that, so I kind of knew I was going to pass it. And Gunrunner, it's funny because there was not much pressure for the race. You know, the Pegasus was all bonus. It was a very important race, you know, with a lot of cash, you know. But the horse was going to be retired no matter what the next following day. He was already crowned, you know, horse of the year. It was all gravy, so I was really confident, and I think that's definitely one of the races I enjoyed the most, you know, because it was just no pressure. It was just, like I said, it's all bonus.
And what about Monomoy Girl on Sunday? Is that the same kind of feeling, all bonus, or describe what that'll be like, the nerves or energy to it? I mean, what would that be like for you?
No, I think I'm always confident when I ride out because I know what I got, you know, underneath me. But, no, I would say with her, I think I would say, not I would say not, I'm nervous, but I'm excited. I want her to do good, you know, but I think the biggest accomplishment for her was definitely last year, you know, winning, you know, our first race. I was very, not nervous, but I was very anxious about the first race of the layoff, because when you bring back a champion like this after such a long layoff, there's always question, you know, people, if they run bad, they say, oh, they should have retired this horse, why they did this, why they did that. And I think for the whole, you know, we all went together, and, you know, with owners and, of course, you know, Brad and his team. And that's the race, you know, I was the most anxious about. But no, I like to ride her, and I enjoy, you know, every minute when I'm on her back.
No doubt. She's a great champion. And Flo, you're a great champion, too. It's been fun to watch your career develop and grow into the jockey you've become. And thanks for being on the show. Good luck this weekend, and all the best in anything you do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.